Chapter 13 Murder in the UN Marcus Matou went into the men's restroom and pulled the paper towel cover from the wall. Pieces of a rifle were hidden behind it. He put them in his bag and left the restroom. Then he ran upstairs to the interpreter's booths. One of the interpreters was sitting in a booth, testing his microphone. He didn't hear the door open behind him. Matou hit him on the back of the head, and the man fell to the floor. Matou opened his bag and took out the pieces of the rifle. He put them together quickly and looked through the window of the booth. President Zouani was standing at the front of the hall. The Secretary General introduced him and made a short speech of welcome. Then Zouani started to speak.
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Zouani said, today rebels are attacking my country. They will do anything to hurt me. They even bombed a bus here in New York. How can I protect my country from enemies like this?
Tobin stood at the back of the room, watching. Lewis called him on his radio.
We're at Matou's address, Lewis said. He's not here. And it's not an apartment. It's an AIDS hospital. This guy has nothing to live for.
Tobin looked again around the hall and saw an empty seat. Nils Ludd was missing. He looked up at the interpreter's booths. There was a small hole in one of the windows.
Get Zouani out of here,
he shouted to Dot and Rory. Then he started to run. Upstairs, Matou was on his knees on the floor of the booth. There was a hole in the glass window, and he was pointing the rifle at Zouani. The door opened. Matou turned quickly and pulled the rifle back from the window. Nils Ludd was standing behind him. He was wearing cotton gloves, and he was holding something in his left hand.
You did well, he said. Your mother and sister will get the check for the money on Monday.
Matou turned back to the window and pointed the rifle at Zouani again. Ludd put his right hand inside his jacket pocket and took out a small gun.
But I don't want you to do too well, he said.
Matou tried to shoot, but nothing happened. There was something wrong with the rifle. He pulled it back from the window and looked at Ludd. Ludd smiled, then he shot Matou twice through the head. The second shot broke the window of the interpreter's booth into a million pieces. Glass fell onto the people in the hall below. Some of them screamed and started to run for the exit doors. Dot and Rory were already pushing Zouani out of the hall and into the safe room. With his gun in his hand, Tobin ran upstairs and into the interpreter's booth. He saw the male interpreter lying on the floor and the blood on Matou's face. Then he saw Ludd. Ludd was holding a small gun in his right hand. Matou's rifle was on the floor near his left hand.
I looked up and saw him, Ludd said quickly. Luckily, I was able to stop him. He's from our office.
I know who he is, Tobin said. You can put your gun away now.
Ludd put his gun into his pocket.
He almost killed Dr. Zouani, Ludd said. Another 2 or 3 seconds. I was almost too late.
Tobin looked at him and remembered Kuman Kuman's words.
Zouani wants to stay in Matobo as president, People only have to think that someone is trying to kill him. That's enough to make him stronger.
Suddenly, he understood. He moved toward the rifle and started to pick it up.
Don't touch the rifle!
Ludd shouted.
Why?
Asked Tobin.
Because I'm not wearing gloves?
It's warm today.
Why are you wearing gloves? What? I...
Ludd couldn't answer.
When the rifle didn't work, Tobin said, Matu was probably very surprised. Did you have time to put the piece back in?
He pointed the rifle, and Ludd jumped back.
Yes, Tobin said. I guess you did. But you were wearing gloves, so nobody will know. Only Matu's fingerprints are on that gun.
The door opened, and two UN security officers came in. Ludd reached into his pocket for his gun, but Tobin and the officers were quicker. Dot ran into the room.
Nobody is going to shoot Zuani, Tobin told her. It was a smart plan. People will listen to a man in danger. They'll understand why he has to kill.
He turned to Ludd.
Are you the bad guy, Ludd? Or are you working for a bigger bad guy?
He and Dot left the room.
Are you okay?
Dot asked.
Where's Zuani? Tobin asked.
In the safe room. What happened in there?
Tobin started to answer, but his cell phone rang. It was Muhammad.
I've checked every flight and every hotel in New York. I've asked her friends. Nobody knows her very well. They don't know where she is.
I know her, Tobin said slowly.
She said, I'm going home.
Where is home?
Dot asked.
Here, Tobin said.